You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, headaches, muscle aches, joint pain? Well, you're not alone. There are approximately 100 million people in the United States suffering from chronic pain. My next guest joins me today to share with you how the environment around you may be causing this pain and how you can find treatment. Please welcome a pioneer of integrative medicine and best-selling author of Total Recovery, Breaking the Cycle of Chronic Pain and Depression, Dr. Gary Kaplan. Thanks for being here, Doc.
Dr. Graham, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell the listeners first, what would you consider, chronic pain? We all know acute pain is like when you slip and fall and hit yourself and you got this major bruise and swelling. What is chronic pain?
So actually, chronic pain and acute pain are two very different things, it turns out. So acute pain is when you directly injure yourself, the tissue is damaged, the body part's damaged, and over time it heals and it resolves and you're done. Chronic pain is any pain that persists after a period of time of expected healing. So that can be typically about 6 weeks out after an injury has occurred. So chronic pain is ongoing. But chronic pain is also occurs in terms of migraine headaches, which are recurrent in people who are suffering with chronic daily headaches, fibromyalgia, the osteoarthritis, which osteoarthritis and low back pain, by the way, are the number one and two causes of disability in this country. It costs something in the order of about $18 million. Affecting about 18 million people a year with these disabilities. And so we actually don't do a very good job of treating chronic pain.
Well, the chronic pain that I know of, like you just said, as a chiropractor, we deal with low back pain. You're absolutely right. But the problem is that there's not good enough treatments. There aren't good enough therapies. And a lot of us, go for the surgery because that's all they know. But even there's a lot of failed surgeries. Isn't that right, too?
Oh, there's a huge amount of failed surgery. The fact of the matter is we are horrible at treating chronic pain. If you just look at the statistics, if you happen to suffer with chronic pain, your odds of recovery are about 48%. If you happen to suffer with chronic pain and depression or anxiety disorders, your odds of recovery drop to under 10%. Think about that. This is less than chance in terms of getting better with conventional medical therapy. And the reason for that is because we have not understood what this problem is. We treat these conditions as if they are the disease itself, fibromyalgia, headaches. But in fact, what they really are is symptoms of an underlying inflammatory problem in the brain. This is a brain on fire symptom. And so what we need to do then is step back and say, okay, what is it that's causing the brain to be inflamed? And then how do we go about treating that? And once we start asking those questions, that we understand the basis of what I go into in my book is how the brain gets inflamed, because it typically occurs as a result of cumulative assault, multiple times in which the brain has either had concussions or you've had problems with mold exposure, as we discussed previously, celiac disease. I've had patients who have had chronic migraines who, in fact, had celiac disease, and that was the sole presentation of the celiac. So they had no gastrointestinal disturbance. So if you don't know to ask questions about what's creating the inflammation, then you don't get the right answers, and inevitably you don't get the result, that is, resolution of the pain for the patient.
In your book, Total Recovery, Breaking the Cycle, and I like what you just, the title, Breaking the Cycle of Chronic Pain. You've got to know, first of all the symptoms that you may be having. People think that, when they've got, let's say, hemorrhoids and stuff and pain like that, that's just what it is, hemorrhoids, but there might be a much deeper issue. So in your book, do you go through some of those deeper rooted issues?
Absolutely. We go through a lot of case studies in the book that people can easily relate to and understand as to how this might pertain to them. But it's really about the detective work of going through the process of first off starting with a very comprehensive history. I'm not, patients don't come into me and say, my right knee hurts. They come in and I spend 2 hours with them. And I take a very comprehensive history in terms of how their digestion is, how their sleep is, what's going on in their lives. Because stress can also be something that's neurodegenerative. Stress actually damages the neurons in the body. So if you're in an extremely high stress situation, this may be something we need to get to address as well. The other things that's particularly interesting is that the things that can help reduce inflammation in the brain are things like exercise, Regular aerobic exercise will absolutely reduce inflammation in the brain and improve, actually, cause new nerve growth to occur in the brain. Meditation, another thing that's extremely effective at reducing inflammation in the central nervous system. So there's a lot of things that come into play here, and the only way we're going to get to the bottom of it is really listen to the patient, have a chance to take a comprehensive history, and then do the proper testing that's appropriate for that individual.
Got it. You talk a little bit about the Lyme disease. That's such a huge area, but you did mention that we should get tested for Lyme disease.
So I practice in Northern Virginia, live in Northern Virginia. We have a huge number of Lyme cases in this region of the country, all up and down the eastern seaboard. And if you, again, it's one of these things, if you don't think to ask, you don't make the diagnosis. So when people are in tick-infested areas, if they've been outdoors and they've been exposed, the majority of people who get bit by ticks actually aren't aware that they've been bit. So that erythema migrans rash, which is a classic rash in Lyme disease, actually doesn't show up in the majority of people who get Lyme disease. And so if you're not asking questions about what their potential exposure has been, do they have pets in their house that may have brought ticks in, you're not going to think about the diagnosis. There are only two diagnoses you make, those that you think of and those that you actually make. So that if you're not making the inquiry, if you're not doing the detective work, if you're not getting the comprehensive history, you're not going to know what questions to ask and what testing to do to get to the bottom of what the problem is.
Right. I know Lyme disease, there's so many different symptoms in Lyme. And like, you know, for you, it's in the area. But I'll tell you what. We've got it here, Dr. Kaplan. We've got it here in Southern California. A lot of people have Lyme, and I've seen many, many. And, you know, there are tests that you can do. Which test do you recommend for people to ask your doctor to get?
So there are a number of specialty labs that do really fine testing for Lyme disease. The test that I typically use is Igenix,
right,
which is out in your neck of the woods. And you're absolutely correct also about So let me back up. The testing for Lyme disease is not as good as we'd like it to be. So even the Western blot, so the ELISA test, which is typically the screening test, that'll miss almost half the cases of Lyme. And many doctors will stop at that test, and that's a huge mistake. So doing the Western blot test is absolutely essential. But even with that, there are cases of what we call seronegative Lyme. And in those situations, it's about, again, listening to the patient, understanding the whole picture to be able to make the diagnosis.
Right. I know that depression is one symptom of Lyme, but depression is definitely a symptom that a lot of us have. We just have 1 minute. You know, a lot of us walk around, we say, oh, I've got foggy brain. I mean, that alone can be considered depression. Isn't that right?
Well, it's different. So foggy brain, difficulty focusing and concentration is really about some inflammation in the central nervous system, but it may not be a full-blown depression. You know, again, this was discussed quite some length in my book, Total Recovery, and I would hope people would have an opportunity to look at it and read it and find their own pathway to health. And that's what I wrote it for, and I hope that people will find.
Right. Total Recovery. That's what you want. Look at that book. It's awesome. Breaking the Cycle of Chronic Pain and Depression. And you know, you mentioned that depression is definitely more than just the emotional and psychological aspect of it. If you find that you've got all these symptoms that you don't even know, you know, are related, chronic pain, you don't feel good, you get irritable quickly, and you find yourself for no reason being depressed, you end up having foggy brain, digestive issues, allergies. All of this is in Dr. Kaplan's book, Total Recovery. Again, everyone, Breaking the Cycle of Chronic Pain and Depression so that you can feel your best. Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for being here. Loved it. All right, to learn more on chronic pain and the factors that can cause it, please go to KaplanClinic.com. KaplanClinic.com. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. See you next time. Stay well. We'll be right back.